Ruben, what's the importance of savings for financial security?
The reality is the importance of savings for financial security, if we just look at some indicators in from a South African perspective, is that we see about 0.5 to about 1.5% of disposable income of South Africans being used for savings. And the household income ratio is sitting at about 75% on a monthly basis. And what that really points to is that a lot of South Africans are struggling to save. And I think a key component that this points to is that South Africans are not able to be financially resilient. So it being savings month, we sort of have to keep the trajectory of savings in mind, that the intention here is to build financial resilience in practically the forms of like emergency funds and those kinds of things, in being able to account and really manage through unexpected expenses.
What are the factors contributing to South Africa's low savings rates?
You know, like sort of as I mentioned, specifically one of the key things is the household debt to income ratio. I think that's important to consider. I think we also have to consider sort of a slower GDP kind of growth than I think a lot of people have been expected, and I can say hopeful. And we also have to consider the reality of the sort of South African economy with the continual rise of inflation and the related kind of interest rates. You know, it is understandably a struggle to save if we're in a situation where on a month-to-month basis, cost of living like transportation, education, housing, food, etc., is regularly increasing, and sort of employment and salaries are not necessarily keeping up to that.
And are there any innovative ways in which consumers can creatively use insurance to safeguard their savings and ensure financial resilience?
Yes, absolutely. I think a key thing to highlight here is the sort of role that insurance would actually play in safeguarding, because I think lots of times as South Africans, we think about having to save ourselves into financial resilience. When although that is a strategy, it can be challenging to be able to kind of, with these kind of considerations in mind, build up an emergency savings fund that could really cover from, you know, sort of a vehicle expense here and there down to a loss of income for a year, up to 2 years in the case of like a breadwinner. And that's where insurance comes in, isn't key in providing for those kinds of financial losses, meaning that you don't have to dip into your savings or take on additional debt. So how can you be creative in kind of taking on your insurance and managing this? I think the operative thing here is to keep in mind that what you're wanting to do is not cancel your cover completely, but relieve some strain on your budget in reducing your monthly premiums. And there's a few ways that you can kind of be creative in doing that. And I think firstly is that you can bundle your insurance policies, is that taking on insurance policies with a range of different insurers means that you're possibly duplicating like admin fees and those kinds of things. Where if you brought this in-house with one insurer, that could reduce your costs. You could also look at specific types of products that could bundle these costs. And removing non-essential benefits that sort of might be ideal to have, but if you're relieving strain on your budget, you can sort of bring this down, remove those kinds of sort of change the sum assured, remove some benefits that would reduce your premium, but still maintain some cover and some sort of, you know, kind of contain that financial risk.
Lastly, Ruben, what ways are there in which insurance can empower consumers, especially during tough economic times?
I think a key thing, again, to keep in mind when it comes to empowering us as consumers with insurance is that it's so important to make sure that you're covered appropriately for your needs, because, you know, we're talking about sort of financial risk, kind of risk mitigation, income protection, asset protection, in using insurance to kind of safeguard your savings specifically. And what you're going to need to make sure that you've got here is an appropriate and an in-depth understanding of what you're covered for and how you're covered for it, as well as to make sure that your insurance needs are keeping up with your needs, in a sense that, you know, if you've gotten married, if you've gone through lifestyle changes like a marriage, a divorce, having children, starting a business, does your policy still reflect this? But also, so does your cover still reflect this? You might need to increase your cover. If your budget is strained, you might need to reduce your cover. So I think, again, when you talk about empowerment when it comes to insurance, is that make sure as a consumer that you're shopping around for the best cover, that you understand your cover. And ultimately, when you compare your premium values, that you're not looking at simply just the cheapest, but best value for money, i.e. sometimes paying a little bit more on your premium might actually give you access to a range of additional benefits as opposed to just looking for the cheapest option.